堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是伟伟，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天咨询顾问 Tate 女士要再次和 Direct Computers 公司主管生产和分销的副总裁 Stanton 先生会面。 Tate 女士要提出公司经营中的一个关键环节，供应商。公司要依靠供应商提供原件才能保持生产的进度，用英文说就是 Stay on schedule。 正如公司不希望电脑库存量过大一样，他们也不想过多的积存元件。元件或者零部件的英文是 component， C-O-M-P-O-N-E-N-T， component。 好，我们这就去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，元件是怎么到达储运中心的。
The supplier is another important player.
Absolutely critical. We need good suppliers to stay on schedule.
They supply the computer components to the hub,
where the computers are assembled.
But again, you can't have a huge inventory of components.
For the same reason, the components become outdated.
But you need enough components on hand to assemble the computers.
We can't afford to wait for missing components.
Tate 女士立即指出要讨论的中心问题，供应商。我们再听一次他俩怎么样评论供应商的作用。
The supplier is another important player.
Absolutely critical. We need good suppliers to stay on schedule.
Tate 女士说 ,The supplier is another important player. 意思是供应商也起重要作用。Stanton 先生非常赞同这句话。但是他不说 Yes, you are correct, 却说 Absolutely critical, 表示供应商的作用是绝对关键的。他这样说当然增添了语言的色彩。还有别的方式也可以用来表示赞同，例如 Of course, That's right, Exactly, It sure is, You bet. 我们来听几个例子，听听 Stanton 先生怎么对 Tate 女士的看法表示赞同。
Customers know what they want.
Of course they do.
You don't want old inventory.
Exactly.
假定你是 Direct Computers 公司的工作人员，请你听了 Tate 女士对你说的话以后，选用刚才学到的几种表示赞同的话做出反应，然后再参考下我们的说法。
You've sold a lot of computers this month.
We sure have.
Customer service is important.
Absolutely critical.
Direct Computers makes it easy to order a computer.
You bet.
他俩刚才都肯定了供应商在业务运作中的重要作用。我们再听一次。
We need good suppliers to stay on schedule.
They supply the computer components to the hub.
原来他们需要好的供应商才能保持进度，因为储运中心装配电脑用的元件都是供应商提供的。Tate 女士随即想到了元件库存量的问题。我们继续听他和 Stanton 先生关于这一点的看法是什么。
But again, you can't have a huge inventory of components.
For the same reason, the components become outdated.
Tate 女士说，同样的， 他们也不能大量的储备原件。Stanley 先生同意他的看法，因为原件和装配好的电脑一样都会过时。尽管如此，但是还有另一方面的问题，我们再听听是什么。
But you need enough components to assemble the computers as they are ordered.
We can't afford to wait for missing components.
另一方面的问题是，顾客订购电脑的时候，公司手头也必须有足够的原件来组装电脑，他们可没时间等待缺货的原件。Stanley 先生说 ,We can't afford to wait for missing components. Can't afford to wait, 意思是经不起等。那是因为他们的进度很紧，顾客订货后五天以内就得装好电脑送交顾客，根本没时间等待缺少的原件运来了再装。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段对话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案。
How do the components get to the hub? The supplier is another important player.
Absolutely critical. We need good suppliers to stay on schedule.
They supply the computer components to the hub.
Where the computers are assembled.
But again, you can't have a huge inventory of components.
For the same reason, the components become outdated.
But you need enough components on hand to assemble the computers.
We can't afford to wait for missing components.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
How do the components get to the hub?
The suppliers send the components.
既然他们的进度紧凑，经不起等待，那么他们务必和供应商有完善的沟通，同时也必须做好后勤工作。后勤工作包括所需物资的运输供应，也就是说得准时把正确的原件运往特定的储运中心。后勤工作的英文是 logistics， L-O-G-I-S-T-I-C-S， logistics。后勤工作这个词的形容词形式是 logistical， L-O-G-I-S-T-I-C-A-L， logistical。 好，我们继续参加他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，对于供应商说来，什么样的后勤工作是极其难做的？
You operate on a very tight schedule.
You bet. Those components have got to be at the hubs or else.
And you have three hubs. It must be a logistical nightmare.
Only if the right component isn't on hand at the right time.
Your suppliers need to know which components to manufacture.
Which components and how many.
And when and where to send them.
Each hub requires different quantities of components.
Tate 女士首先指出他们的进度很紧，我们听听她怎么说。
You operate on a very tight schedule.
为他们的后勤工作造成困难呢，还不止这一点，我们继续听他俩的评论。
And you have three hubs. It must be a logistical nightmare.
Only if the right component isn't on hand at the right time.
供应商必须把原件及时送到储运中心，而且他们有三个不同的中心，所以 Tate 女士认为他们的后勤工作是极其困难的。 Stanley 先生虽然同意他的看法，同时却认为没像 Tate 女士说的那么难。他说 Only if the right components isn't on hand at the right time， 只是在所需原件在预定时间却没到手的情况下，他们的后勤工作才是极端困难的。 Tate 女士用 nightmare 这个词来描述极端困难的情况。 What a nightmare 常常用来感叹困难之大。我们再听几个例子。
We had 2,000 orders and no components.
What a nightmare.
There were hundreds of bugs in the operating system.
What a nightmare.
现在请大家听了我们说的某种困难情况以后，立刻做出反应，然后再对照一下我们的应答。
100 computers were returned.
What a nightmare.
1,000 computers were shipped late.
What a nightmare.
他俩接着要讨论供应商务必掌握哪些情况，我们接着听。
Your suppliers need to know which components to manufacture.
Which components and how many?
And when and where to send them.
供应商必须知道哪一种元件要生产多少，而且要掌握得在什么时间把他们送往什么地点。好，让我们再听一遍他俩刚才的这段讨论，请边听边考虑这个问题答案是什么。
What is a logistical nightmare for suppliers?
You operate on a very tight schedule.
You bet. Those components have got to be at the hubs or else.
And you have 3 hubs. It must be a logistical nightmare.
Only if the right component isn't on hand at the right time.
Your suppliers need to know which components to manufacture.
Which components and how many?
And when and where to send them.
Each hub requires different quantities of components.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
What is a logistical nightmare for suppliers?
Sending the right number of components at the right time.
Direct Computers 公司的供应商的工作既关键又困难。他们接着要谈的就是高水平的供应商具备哪些优点。优秀的供应商首先必须掌握技术领域的最新发展，他们还得灵活并且懂行。灵活的这个形容词的英文是 flexible, F-L-E-X-I-B-L-E, flexible.好，我们这就去参加他俩的讨论，请特别注意这个问题，经营规模小的供应商具备什么样的有利条件？
You really need to be well organized.
We are very well organized.
The components you need must change from month to month.
Week to week in some cases.
How do your suppliers stay on top of changes in technology?
Well, the smaller suppliers are more flexible. They can change more rapidly.
You must pay a premium for that flexibility.
I do. I pay a premium for flexibility and knowledge.
Kate 女士说，他们需要的元件一定是月月在变。我们再听一遍她怎么表示自己的这个推测。
The components you need must change from month to month.
Tate 女士不明白供应商是怎么样才不落后于技术发展的。她这样说， How do your suppliers stay on top of changes in technology? 她用了我们以前学过的短语 stay on top of, 意思是能掌握关于什么的情况。接着 Tate 女士又对公司从这样的供应商那里进货所要付出的代价做出推测，我们听听她是怎么说的。但是先得学个生词 premium, P-R-E-M-I-U-M, premium, 它在这儿解释为额外费用。
You must pay a premium for that flexibility.
I do. I pay a premium for flexibility and knowledge.
Tate 女士说 ,You must pay a premium for that flexibility.为了供应商的灵活应变，你们一定付额外费用了。不知大家有没有注意到，他两次都用 must 这个词来表示推测。刚才听到的话里有 flexibility 这个词，拼法是 F-L-E-X-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y, flexibility, 它是名词。和我们刚才学到的形容词 flexible 属于同一个词汇家庭。 Stanley 先生刚才说，经营规模比较小的供应商比较灵活。我们再听一遍他的话，特别注意里面的形容词 flexible。
Well, the smaller suppliers are more flexible. They can change more rapidly.
Stanley 先生又说，他们确实为供应商的灵活性和懂行而付额外费用。我们再听一遍这句话，注意里面的名词 flexibility。
I do. I pay a premium for flexibility and knowledge.
现在请大家回答问题，请在你的答复里选用 flexible 或者 flexibility。答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
What is an advantage of smaller suppliers?
Usually, smaller suppliers are more flexible.
What is worth paying a premium for?
Flexibility and knowledge.
刚才 Tate 女士说，公司需要的元件一定月月在变。我们再听一遍这句话。
The components you need must change from month to month.
月月就是 from month to month.我们可以用同样的结构来说，天天、年年、周周、时时刻刻，甚至分分秒秒等。这类短语都显示频繁程度。
Day to day.
Year to year.
Week to week. Hour to hour.
Minute to minute.
现在我们来听 Tate 女士和 Stanley 先生谈论他们各项业务的繁忙变化。他们先谈到的是他们的热线电话服务部门 Helpline.
Your helpline is very busy right now.
It changes from hour to hour.
他们还谈起公司外勤技术员的人数也在不断的改变。
The number of field technicians changes.
It changes from day to day.
现在请大家听了我们说的某种不断变化的情况以后，马上按照刚才听到的模式来说明变化的频繁，然后再听听我们的说法作为参考。
Technology is changing.
It's changing week to week.
The number of computers that you deliver changes.
It changes hour to hour.
接下来我们要再听一遍这段对话，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What is an advantage of a small supplier?
You really need to be well organized.
We are very well organized.
The components you need must change from month to month.
Week to week in some cases.
How do your suppliers stay on top of changes in technology?
Well, the smaller suppliers are more flexible. They can change more rapidly.
You must pay a premium for that flexibility.
I do. I pay a premium for flexibility and knowledge.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们提供的答案。
What is an advantage of a small supplier?
Usually, they are more flexible.
接着我们要从头至尾再听一遍他们今天的全部讨论，复习一下其中学到的词句。
The supplier is another important player.
Absolutely critical. We need good suppliers to stay on schedule.
They supply the computer components to the hub.
Where the computers are assembled.
But again,You can't have a huge inventory of components.
For the same reason. The components become outdated.
But you need enough components on hand to assemble the computers.
We can't afford to wait for missing components.
You operate on a very tight schedule.
You bet. Those components have got to be at the hubs or else.
And you have three hubs. It must be a logistical nightmare.
Only if the right component isn't on hand at the right time.
Your suppliers need to know which components to manufacture.
Which components and how many?
and when and where to send them.
Each hub requires different quantities of components.
You really need to be well organized.
We are very well organized.
The components you need must change from month to month.
Week to week in some cases.
How do your suppliers stay on top of changes in technology?
Well, the smaller suppliers are more flexible. They can change more rapidly.
You must pay a premium for that flexibility.
I do. I pay a premium for flexibility and knowledge.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。我们今天要聊的话题是怎么样为迟到表示歉意。
I'm sorry I'm late.
Don't worry about it.
The traffic was terrible.
这位先生在为迟到道歉。
I'm sorry I'm late.
而那位女士却安慰她说别放在心上。
Don't worry about it.
然后那位先生又说出迟到的理由。
The traffic was terrible.
他说交通糟透了。为迟到表示歉意是常理，我们再听几个这种场合常用的说法。为了进一步表示遗憾，你可以加上 so, really, 或者 very.
I'm sorry I'm late.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
I'm really sorry I'm late.
I'm very sorry I'm late.
要是有人在等候你，而你却晚到了，你可以这样对他说。
I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
抱歉让你等了。你也可以这样说。
I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
希望我没让你等。还可以这样说。
I hope you didn't have to wait too long.
希望没让你久等。而那位接受道歉的女士相当谅解他人，她在安对方的心，她这样说。
Don't worry about it.
有些人喜欢补上一句迟到的原因，甚至是找个借口，他们往往这样说。
The traffic was terrible.
我们再听几种耳熟能详的迟到原因。
The train was late.
火车晚点了。
My bike had a flat tire.
我自行车轮胎漏气了。
My alarm clock was broken.
我的闹钟坏了。
I got lost.
我迷路了。现在，假设你开会迟到，你该怎么对在座的人解释迟到的原因呢？你可以在刚才说的那些理由当中恰当的选用一个。接下来，请你听了我假设你迟到的一种情况以后，就为此而道歉，并且说出你晚到的原因。说完以后再对照一下我们提供的应对。好，假如火车晚点，已赴约会晚到了。
I'm so sorry I'm late. The train was late.
假定你迷路而晚到了，使得你的朋友站在马路拐角上等你。
I hope I didn't keep you waiting. I got lost.
不知你能用上刚才学到的那些话了吗？让我们再听一遍最基本的那几句。
I'm sorry I'm late.
Don't worry about it.
The traffic was terrible.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加下次会谈，你会听到 Direct Computers 公司怎么做到两全其美，既降低了储运费用，又不损害自己的信誉。我是伟伟，节目的主持人。这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶光海导播。整个教程分52课，在一年内播完，时间是星期一到星期天傍晚5:35到6:00。配套教材已经由北京外语教学与研究出版社出版发行，书名是《商业英语会谈时间》。好，谢谢各位收听这个节目，我们下次再见。